judgment and power.
Yes, Lord.
To help me over my heart. Lead me, guide me along the way. Or if you need me, I cannot go astray. Thank you, men. Thank you, the lost and for the songs of Zion on this day. I'm going to ask that you pray for me and with me as I begin to spread the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord, we come to say thank you. We come to say hallelujah for all that you have done for us. I thank you for allowing me to rise this morning to witness another beautiful Sunday morning, a day in which we all have never seen it. I ask that you come now in order that I can be removed, so that the Holy Ghost can come and speak through me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That all of God's people say, Amen.
Amen.
Before I go into the sermon this morning, I want to say, based on this past week and on yesterday, I really don't want to go in detail because we have some young people in our sanctuary. But you all know what I'm talking about. Please be very careful when you're out and about in stores and other places.
Yes, Lord.
I went to Walmart, not that one, but the other one, and I thought about that the whole time I was in that one yesterday.
Yes, Lord.
So again, we have to continue to pray.
Yes.
Have to continue to let our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ lead and guide us. But as a pastor, I'm just going to ask that you be very cautious when you are out and about. And it's a shame that I have to get up and kind of warn people about that. But this is the type of world that we are living in today. Also, if you need to take advantage of early voting, which ended on yesterday at 3 p.m., please, please go out and vote for your favorite candidates on Tuesday from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Now, you're going to have to go to your precinct to vote. You cannot go anywhere. But as a pastor, the rules of the church, of the Methodist Church, I cannot tell you who to vote for, but I can encourage you to go to the polls and exercise your right to vote. Also, there is another booster that's available, and I have signed up for it. I will take it on Tuesday. If you have not done that, please make sure that you do that. That is also very, very important. Patience. Patience. Got crowned within that kingdom. Ain't that good?
Yes,
sir. Going to lay down this world, going to show upon my cross. Going to take it home to Jesus. Ain't that good news? How long should I wait? What is patience? Hold on. Sunday is coming. Stop. Those who wait will be served. Time is running out. How long? Not long. I'm tramping, just trying to make heaven my home. Walk together, children. Don't you get weary, because there's a great camp meeting in the promised land. Those who wait will be served. How long should I wait? I prayed all night. I'm racked with pain. I'm dealing with trials and tribulations. Patience, my sisters and brothers, is what I'm going to talk about this morning.
Yes, sir.
You have read the scripture. scripture, Romans 5, 1 through 10, in your seats from the bulletin this morning. And I haven't done this since we started the bulletins, but I want to thank Tina for the beautiful bulletins that we have on Sunday morning. Let's give her a round of applause for her. I talked with Gail, and we are going to record, not Zoom. We want to put the sermons on the web page. And so what's going to happen, we will record, and then probably by Monday or Tuesday at the latest, you can go to the web and you will be able to review the sermon. They will be on there for the whole month. So if you happen not to be in church on the first Sunday or you're not here, you can go back and review those sermons over and over again. You can let me know how you like it. I understand you used to do that before. So we will do that again. So I will be letting you know when we start doing that. Patience is a word that is hard for some or most of us to take advantage of and digest. When I turn on the TV this week and witness somebody who I did not know, but it involves all of us, because here another young man's life has been destroyed. Another one will have to deal with the law for the rest of his life. Then on yesterday evening, a special report broke through CBS. And a young man around the age of 18 decided to go and do something that has struck the United States as a nation. Evidently, we as pastors are not talking enough love. The Bible says that we are to love thy neighbor as thyself. So the question that I've been asking, when are we going to put that love in to action?
All right.
It doesn't matter about race, color, or creed. But it's sad that we cannot go to a grocery store on Saturday afternoon and not worry about whether we're going to get back home. It's sad that we cannot go to nearby Walmarts and other big stores, Costco's and Lowe's and Publix and other places, and now we are thinking about or have to look behind our backs to see what is happening. Patience, my sisters and brothers. Do we have the patience like our forefathers had many, many years ago? Yes, it's true. Times have changed, but are we willing to wait on the Master? If you're going through something today on this journey in your personal life, are you willing to wait until the Master comes and speaks, anoint, and touch, and change what we are going through? Or are we going to wait like our forefathers did? Patience is the key in order to make it in this world. If we study the history of Negroes and African Americans and those of color from the past, we will find that even during those times when people were unfair, when it was rough, bad, people were spit on, somehow they knew that if they called on the name of the Lord, that everything would be all right. Once upon a time, in spite of what we were going through, we didn't stop coming to church because we had a bad day. We didn't stop coming to church because it was a misunderstanding during the week. Because we knew that during those times that we would call on the name of Jesus, and Jesus would fix those things. But my sisters and brothers, I'll stop by not to tell you, but to remind you, it's the same Jesus that we called on during that time, that maybe if you call on him and wait and have patience, what you're going through, he will turn it around. This Jesus that I'm talking about is the one who watched over us on last night. This Jesus is the one that woke us up early this morning and said to us, maybe, maybe if you go and meet me in the house of the Lord, maybe what you're going through, you will have a relief, because I still have the power. God is praying. Patience. Anybody can come to church. Anybody can sing in the choir when you have a good week. But even when we are not feeling our best, sometimes we have to go to see what the end is going to be. Every day is not going to be Sunday, but they that wait on the Lord. You don't get weaker. But the Bible says that you shall renew your strength.
Amen.
You shall mount up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mount up. Yeah. Not fall down, but mount up.
Yeah.
So my sisters and brothers, patience.
Uh-huh.
And patience is something that we have to deal with on the journey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Patience with the one who walks and talks with them. One day they will see the light. That's why they sung many years ago, "We shall overcome."
Yeah.
And they didn't understand why they were singing it, when they were getting beat over, and they were putting dogs on them. But the reason why they were singing, because they knew that a better day was coming. Every day is not going to be a dark day. Every day is not going to be a day we have to deal with pain, because the morning time comes, and when the morning time comes, if you just call on the name of Jesus, everything is going to be all right. The Bible says we glory in tribulations. Also knowing the tribulations worketh patience. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ Jesus died for the ungodly. The reason why we got up this morning, it was because of the master stopped by our residence and he knocked on the door and he anointed us. The reason why we are here this morning, we might not be feeling the best, and I'm not feeling the best, but you know what? I had a little talk with Jesus in the pastor's study, and he told me to go on in there. Everything is going to be all right.
Patience.
It's simple. Memorial, we need to have patience with the Master, like he has patience with us. Now let's take a look at this picture. Have you ever thought about the time when the Master has asked us to do something, and we have come up with excuses? But he has never deleted us from the Holy Ghost Facebook. I'm talking about the time where he told us to come to church, and we gave him an excuse. I'm talking about the time when he asked us to serve on the Christian Education Committee, and we have never attended a meeting. I'm talking about the time when he blessed us with finance and he just asked us to give one-tenth back. But somehow we lost our ink books and somehow we lost our checking accounts. I'm talking about the time when he asked us to pray for somebody, but we got too busy, and then when we got in the bed, I'm too tired, I can't do it. But he has never lost patience with us. I'm talking about the time when we got mad, and then we decided that we weren't coming anymore, but yet he still never lost patience with us. He greeted do this. I want you to help me with some health issues. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. But then when it's turned around and the ball is in our court, and he says, I want you to go out and serve the community. I want you to go and call somebody who has not been to church and bring them to church. All of a sudden, the gas is too hot. I can't go on this out of town. Patience is something. If you haven't been through it, you need to get ready. Because you want to go through it. On this journey for Jesus Christ, every day is not going to be bright and sunny like it is today. But when dark times come, and we are in the bottom of the valley, a voice will speak to us when we come to the garden while the dew is still on the roses. And the psalmist said, the voice that we hear, no other has ever heard. He walks with me. He talks with me. And the joy, hallelujah, the joy that we share, no other has ever opened. That's why he wrote, lead me, guide me. Because see, there's nobody else that can lead and guide you like Jesus Christ. I am what God like to see. If you take your hand from me, where in the world would I be? But Lord, I'm just asking you to lead and guide me along the way. So I will never go astray. And I thought about it. I told Tina, I said, I don't feel too good. I didn't say nothing to her. I went and sat down and I had a little talk with Jesus. And he put some iron in me. Because now I'm feeling good all of a sudden. That's what we're talking about. See, anybody can hop and who can hop when you are feeling grace. But the real test of a real Christian is when you've been bumped and bruised and when you don't necessarily feel your best. But you want to go on because in the back of your mind it says the God who has been with you all these years is with you now. The same God who watched over you during the storm is with you now. The same God who provided the rain for the flowers of the ground is going to be with us in the future. In order for that to take place, we need to know the Holy Ghost and the power that he has. You will never be able to understand the Holy Ghost until you have a personal relationship with him. You can read and reread, you can go to Bible study, you can go to prayer meetings, but if you don't have a personal relationship, if you can't relate when I talk about healing, if you can't relate when I talk about he can take a heart that's been broken in pieces and put it back together, if you can't relate that he can feed people, if you can't relate that he can turn things around, you have to have a personal relationship to understand what I'm talking about. And when you have that personal relationship, then in spite of how you feel, you want to say what? I love you. If Jesus is within, then you are going to love. Not necessarily say it, but people will feel it when they are around you. Because like I said, anybody can praise God when you are feeling the best. Anybody can come to a church when the church is doing everything I want the church to do. But the true test of a follower of Jesus Christ Western North Carolina Conference is that if Jesus is within, in spite of what you're going through, and you have to have patience and wait on the Lord. You can't worry about things you don't have no control over. And I told somebody this last night, everything is going to be all right. That's what some of you told me, everything is going to be all right. I don't care what the world might say. Everything is going to be all right. Well, how do you know that? Because I know the Master, and I've seen what he can do. Weeping may endure during the night, but joy comes in the morning. Child of tribulation might come, but joy comes in the morning. He will lift you up when you are about to fall. Will give you strength when you are weak. Christ died for you and for me. Where is the patience today? Like people had, like Martin Luther King and Richard Allen, the founder of the AME Church, when they told him he couldn't sit among the brethren, he had to go up to the balcony and sit. So I don't know about you as I close. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait, my sisters and brothers, on the Lord, until I'm able to say, soon I will be done with the troubles of the world. Soon I will be done with this world. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. I'm free at last. I want to read a poem to you that I got from an unknown author. Some of you have probably heard it before. It says, when things go wrong, as they sometimes do, when the road you're trudging seems long uphill, when the funds are low, but the debts are high, you want to smile, but the only thing you do is cry. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must. But don't you quit. You see, life is queer with its twisted turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a man turns about when he might or she had won, and he or she stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You might succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a fainting, a floundering man and a woman. Often the struggle has given up when he might have captured the victory's cup. And he learned too late, when the night slipped down, how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure, turn inside out. The silver tinted clouds of a doubt, and you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you mustn't quit. Don't quit. Memorial, don't give up. Keep on working for the King. Because when you work down here, he has a great reward waiting for you in heaven. Patience. How long? Not long. Patience. How long do I have to go through all these trials and tribulations? I've been praying, Pastor, but I've been having some secrets and waiting on the Lord. Because he's always on time. Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. Let the church say amen. At this time, we have the invitation to Christian discipleship.
Father.
Christ. May the Spirit of God fill John and Jesus.